On today's show, Cadillac is playing a large part in boosting GM's bottom line. Uber is outperforming taxi drivers in one key metric, and an inside look at the development of Domino's purpose-built pizza delivery car. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 21st of 2016. Last year, Cadillac sold about 278,000 vehicles worldwide, including nearly 80,000 cars in China. In the U.S. market, Cadillac's average transaction price is around $52,000. That suggests that Cadillac generated nearly $15 billion in revenue for GM last year. And if we assume that Cadillac earned a profit of about $4,000 for each of those vehicles, not an unreasonable assumption, then that means Cadillac posted a net profit for GM of $1.1 billion. Critics of Cadillac focus on how its sales are lagging behind the overall market, but they're missing the real story. These numbers show that Cadillac is playing an important role in GM's growing financial strength. The company also revealed its five-year plan to grow sales in China. Between now and 2020, GM and its joint venture partners will introduce more than 60 new or refreshed models, which will mainly consist of SUVs, crossovers, and luxury vehicles. But part of that plan also includes 10 new electric and hybrid models. In addition to the new vehicles, GM sees the potential to grow its financing and insurance business. By the end of the decade, GM estimates that up to 40% of customers in China will finance a vehicle, compared to 30% today. Overall, GM expects sales in China to increase by at least 5 million units by 2020, or grow about 3-5% annually. And in other GM news, Chevrolet introduced a refreshed Sonic over the weekend. The little compact now features front-end styling that falls more in line with the rest of Chevy's lineup and includes new optional LED running lights. The rear fascia has been reworked as well. Inside the car, it features a new instrument cluster along with a new MyLink system that comes standard with a 7-inch touchscreen. The 2017 Sonic goes on sale this fall. And still to come, Formula One ditches its new qualifying format after just one race.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
A new report from the National Bureau of Economic Research shows that Uber is outperforming taxis in capacity utilization, or in other words, how often a passenger is in the car or how many miles are shared with a rider. On average, the capacity utilization rate for Uber drivers is nearly 40% higher than taxi drivers. The reason Uber is much more efficient is due to its technology, flexible hours for its drivers, and exemptions from certain regulations. If you factor out fixed costs, Uber could charge about 30% less than taxis and still earn the same amount per hour. And this is another reason why OEMs are racing into new mobility services. If you've been out of the Formula One loop for a little bit, you may have missed that the racing series switched to a new qualifying format this year. It's an elimination style system that features three time segments with the cars on track. The slowest drivers are tossed out after each round, all with the idea that the two fastest drivers will be left at the end to battle it out for pole position. Unfortunately, in the first race of the season at the Australian Grand Prix, things didn't quite work out to plan. The driver order ended up being set with 5 minutes left in the last round, and nobody was on track. Not really the excitement some were expecting. And now the teams have unanimously voted to go back to the system it's been running for the last several years. F1 says the new format may not be dead, but it needs to figure out a better way to optimize the system. And in other F1 news, Red Bull has revealed its solution to better protect drivers. We've shown you this halo-style bar that was introduced earlier this year, but Red Bull's is a windshield with a support structure behind it. Testing is said to begin soon, but because it's behind the halo bar in development, it would have to wait until the 2018 season at the earliest. The halo is set to be introduced next season. And coming up next, Domino's turns to the auto industry to help create its purpose-built pizza delivery car.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last year, Domino's Pizza came out with its own purpose-built delivery car. But this isn't a gimmick like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. These cars are being used to deliver pizza to customers. Called the DXP, it's a Chevy Spark that's been modified by Roush. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Russell Weiner, the president of Domino's USA. And in the following clip, he goes into more detail about getting outside help to build the DXP.
And so we're very lucky to have, to work with Roush off of the Chevy Spark platform, bring all these ideas and make it happen. Ken Baker, who you probably know.
I know Ken very well, though I haven't seen Ken in years, but great product development guy, spent all his career at General Motors.
I mean, I cannot tell you what we would have done without him, because he let us, you know, it's interesting, someone with all that great experience, but he was kind of the father of the electric vehicle. And so even back then, he was thinking forward. And so it's so great to have someone who can think forward, but also be grounded in what can and can't be done, and had the gravitas to tell me when I was being stupid, for doing these things.
So Ken was the car guy, you were the pizza guy.
I was the kind of pizza marketing guy. He was the car guy. And the push back and forth between what I wanted to do and what really could get done in real life, between the two of us, Local Motors, and eventually Roush, who had to take the design and make it real, was really fantastic. I think that's why we have what we have today.
To learn more about the Domino's DXP delivery vehicle, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching, and join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.